Hello again. My name is Randy Formenti from Louisville, Kentucky. And today I'm going to be talking about Total Recorder version 4.0 Professional Edition. But before I do, I had a couple comments about my last show that I want to share about NFB Trans. The first thing, it was pointed out to me that Bookshare, when you get your file and unpack it with your password and all that, one of the options is to output in HTML, and you can there are programs you can get that strips the HTML out and leaves you with text. And so as long as you can do that, there's no reason to ever convert Bookshare BRF file to text using NFB Trans. And it was also pointed out that if you invoke NFB Trans in Windows Explorer and then do a select all with Control A and select all the .brf files, for example, NFB Trans will translate all those files at once. There apparently has been some confusion as to how to invoke it using the command processor, and I wanted to point out that the you first have to give the complete path name for command.com, then there's a space, then there's a slash C, and then a space, and that slash C is for telling the command processor to exit as soon as the as soon as it's done, and then NFB trans space plus each one of its arguments. So the slash C is an actual argument to command.com as well as NFB trans and its arguments. I recently downloaded a book called Cooking Without Looking, which was a famous book used in home economics at a lot of the schools for the blind here in the U.S. Come out with a new version recently, but the one that's on web braille is from like 1954. I noticed a problem with NFB Trans back translating abbreviations for things like cup. Cup was written as C period in braille. And there were also problems in the table of contents because they had A space and then heading B space and so forth. So I've changed the program so that it will not translate letters if they follow numbers, or it will not translate single letters, you know, followed by periods if they're the first word on a line and the line's indented. So that's it for NFB Trans. But today we're here to talk about Total Recorder version 4.0. It came out in July, and there's both a standard and professional edition for 4.0. For 4.0, if you're already registered for the standard, they want an extra $24. And if you don't have either one, and if you want to register for the professional, it's like $36 US. The websites are very easy to use, very easy to enter a credit card number. What happens is once you do that, they'll send you a registration key. You you download the evaluation copy and go into the help and paste or copy the 64 character registration key, and your program becomes fully functional at that time. To download the program, you go to www.highcriteria, that's highcriteria.com, and choose the Total Recorder link. And there's been two other segments on Total Recorder, but just in case you may be new and may not know what it is, Total Recorder is a very inexpensive piece of software you can buy, or you can get an evaluation copy, which is, you know, somewhat limited. And it allows you to record and play. And with the professional edition, you can edit sound files. These sound files can be any length, as long as they'll fit on your disk, and can be any one of a number of formats. The most common is the WAV format. Any sampling rates you want. And it also supports MP3 as long as you get the MP3 encoder. They have links to it on their website. I'm using what is called a LAME encoder, L-A-M-E. And that's a DLL you put on your system, and you can configure Total Recorder to use that, and it will record and play MP3 files. Currently, it does not support the OGG Vorbis format, but hopefully maybe the next version it will, although I have not ever been told that. The main improvement with the version 4.0 Professional is that you now can edit audio files. It doesn't matter whether it's MP3s or WAVs or what the format is. The editing is accomplished by selecting audio segments, and most of our cases with shortcut keys, and either deleting your selected audio or else inserting it somewhere else in the file or another file. It also supports the clipboard. You can, once you select an audio segment, you can copy it to the clipboard and paste or cut, whatever you want to do. There's also provisions that allow you to insert another file of any format. So if you insert a WAV file in an MP3 file, it's going to convert it to an appropriate MP3 file before it inserts it. So after you download the file, you want to go ahead and install it. The installer's very easy to use, standard installation. I did notice a problem when I got mine. The main reason I got it was for the editing capabilities. I actually own a copy of SoundForge, but I don't have a machine yet that's capable of running it. So I was all excited when I heard that this would allow you to do some very simple editing. And so right away I got it. Now you should understand, you can't apply effects and anything else like you can with SoundForge. And one of the other disadvantages is that you can only select down to a resolution of 0.1 seconds. So if there's something that you want deleted that's of a duration less than 0.1 seconds, Total Recorder will not do it. So if you're into serious production work, you don't want to use Total Recorder. But for the average person, like for main menu, whatever, that's usually sufficient. Anyway, I found out when I first got it that every time I selected files, a section of a file, and played it and fiddled with the file enough, Total Recorder would get very sluggish and somewhat unstable, and eventually, if I didn't close it down, eventually it would crash the machine. So anyway, I wrote to support about it, and they've probably had this reported before I got to them, but they sent me a new copy of Total Recorder, just the EXE. The way to tell that you have the proper version is to check the length of totalrecorder.exe. This is in your directory wherever you finally install it. The original one was 872,448 bytes. The one that they sent me was, once it was unzipped and so forth, was 884,736 bytes, and it had a date of, I believe, September 4th. But I'm sure anybody who gets it after hearing this main menu segment, hopefully they will have corrected it, and the older defective version will no longer be on their site. So I've run it quite extensively since I have gotten the corrected copy, and it works just as advertised. I would point out that it's better to, if you're going to do a lot of editing on the file, it's better to do it on the WAV file, because I've noticed that sometimes when you take segments out of an MP3 file, regardless of what the sampling rate is or the bits per second, sometimes you get some really odd digital noise, and I have no idea whether this is because of the particular MP3 encoder that I'm using, whether a commercial one would be better, or whether it's the problem with Total Recorder. I sort of suspect it's one of the things you have to put up with this lame encoder. But it's not bad. But like I say, if you want a really clean edit, aside from the 0.1 second limitation, you want to do this with the WAV file. And then you can convert it to MP3 or whatever you want after. So the first thing I'm going to do here is start Total Recorder, and I'll probably go over a few things that have already been covered in previous shows, but it might give you a more complete picture of what's going on here. The first thing I'll do is I'll start Total Recorder, and then I'm going to add a recording format specifically for main menu. So in other words, when you feel like doing a main menu show or anything like that, you can go into Total Recorder and choose the already predefined recording format. So I'll do that.
Start menu.
Use my shortcut here, Alt-Control-T for
menu
Total Recorder.
Menu close button, start. Untitled Total Recorder button, recording source and parameters, dialog.
So I'll go into that.
Space, dialog, recording source and parameters, close box, group box, recording source, radio button, graphic, software. Radio button checked. Recording source. L equals use these lines of recording control record group from L recorder 2 of 2.
Let's go back to the first
radio
checkbox
button
here.
Checked. Recording source. L equals soundboard 2 of 2.
You normally want it set there for the soundboard unless you're going to record an internet stream. That's the other choice. And the second choice here.
Radio button checked. Recording source. L equals use these lines of recording control record group from L recorder 2 of 2.
That's the second choice.
Radio button checked. Recording source. X equals use current mixer settings. 1 of 2.
So you have the choice of using the current mixer settings, which I usually don't do. I let Total Recorder choose it because this is easy to handle it with Total Recorder, so I'll set it back to the second one.
Radio button checked. Recording source. L equals use these lines of recording control record group from L recorder. 2 of 2.
Okay.
List view. No selected item.
Now, we can go through here. This is the way Total Recorder comes. We can go and look at the predefined recording formats.
List view, mighty, 1 of 4.
Okay, in this next list box here, these are all items which can be either checked or unchecked. And you can, since I've chosen to let Total Recorder specify what the recording device is, I can go ahead and see which of these are checked. MIDI is not checked. I'm not interested in recording any MIDI music right now.
Checked. CD audio 2 of 4.
CD audio is checked, although I'm not using that now. I'll just leave that alone, I guess.
Checked. Line in 3 of 4.
Line in is checked. And
checked. Microphone 4 of 4.
Microphone is also checked. If you are going to record from the line in and you have the mic plugged in, you want to make sure that's unchecked because you don't want mic audio getting into your recording. Anyway, I'll leave that checked for the moment.
Button change. Dialog.
Here you're allowed to change the recording parameters, but we can go ahead and see what's available or what the last item was here.
Button OK. Button cancel. Radio button checked. Recording source. Any button change. Dialog.
Here's the change recording parameters, and in order to find out what the current values are, they are on the screen. If you want to use your mouse cursors, you can sort of find out what they are, but if you want to do it this way, you can do this.
Space. Combo box. Name. Dialog. Sound format selection. Close box. Name. Untitled. Button. Save as. Dialog. Button. Remove. Disabled. Back layer. Relay mic. Button. Combo box. Name. Untitled. 1 of 4.
Okay, the first one that's predefined here is untitled.
CD quality 2 of 4.
CD quality, we don't really want to use that.
Radio quality 3 of 4.
Radio quality.
Telephone quality 4 of 4.
Okay, and suppose you want to find out what the telephone quality is set to.
Button, same as. Combo box, format, PCM 14 of 14.
So it's set to PCM format, the WAV format.
Combo box, attributes, 11,025 HD, 8-bit, mono, 5 of 36.
And you heard that 11,025 hertz, 8-bit, which would not be a good way to record main menu. Anyway.
Button, okay. Button, cast, combo box, name, telephone quality, 4 of 4.
We can,
button, same as, dialog. Combo box, format, PCM, 4, buttons, comma box name telephone quality 4 of 4.
We can go back to the titles here.
Untitled 1 of 4. Button same as dialog. Comma box format PCM 14 of 14.
And let's say we want to create a new entry. There's four entries, and these are all predefined. So we're in a big combo box here. We can go up one.
MSN Audio 13 of 14.
We want that.
Netlayer Relay Encoder DLL 12 of 14.
That's what we want. This lame encoder has already been installed. And so we...
Combo box attributes 8-bit S8000HD mono 1 of 252.
Okay, we don't want
16-bit S80. 40-bit S80. 64-bit S80. 96-bit S8000HD mono 19 of 252.
We basically want to set up something for main menu, so we want to choose 32K bits and sampling rate of 11025. And so this is a huge list of what this DLL is capable of encoding an MP3 into, and so we have to pick the right one. So basically I start from the untitled recording format, and I'm going to choose set it the way I want, and I'm going to go to the save as box and save it as a main menu format. And so
144-bit 8-bit S11, 8-bit S, 16-bit S11025HD, mono 31 of 252, 16-bit S, 24-bit S, 24-bit S, 32-bit S11025HD, mono 35 of 252.
Okay, that's what we want.
Button, okay. Button, cancel. Combo box, name, untitled, 1 of 4. Button, save as, dialog.
Okay, we want to save that.
Space, edit box, name, dialog, saving name, format, name, default, button, OK, disabled, button, cancel. M, A, I, N, space, M, E, N, U, button, OK. Button, save as, dialog, dialog, sound format selection, close box, name, main menu, default, button, save as, dialog, button, remove, back layer, relay, encoder, DL, combo box, name, main menu, 5 of 5.
So you can see there was 4, and now it added a... recording format called main menu. You'll notice that anytime you add one besides the four defaults, you're given a choice to remove it. And this is about the only time where you need to use your mouse review keys with Total Recorder. Otherwise, it's a very well behaved Windows application. If you do happen to select remove, you won't be able to tab anywhere. It'll just keep on saying remove button disabled. And the only way to get out of that is to move, fiddle around with your mouse review keys and click on the OK button. And I reported that to them, but whether they think it's important enough to fix, you know, who knows, and it works fine the way it is. So the purpose of all this was that if you had been using Total Recorder for any other purpose, you could start it up again, go into... set recording parameters and change and move it on the highlight the main menu selection, and you would know that it's going to encode it as an MP3 file, 32 K bits and sampling rate of 11025. Usually Total Recorder will record the same format, whatever your last format was, but this is only important if you use it for other things. So I'll go ahead and
button same as button remove combo box format back layer relay man combo box attributes 32-bit S button OK space button change dialog button OK space untitled total recorder button recording source and parameters dialog.
And before I forget, I want to tell you some of the other things they've added to the professional version. They've greatly enhanced the scheduling features. Not only can you schedule a job, recording session, or play, whatever you want to do, you can schedule it weekly, daily, anytime you want. It's very flexible. But you can actually have it start your connection. If you have a dial-up connection, you can specify which connection it should use, and it'll actually go ahead and make the call. So obviously it has a place where you put the link where you want it to go. There are several other options that have been added so that you can automatically generate file names as you're recording. You can do this according to rules that have to do with the size of the file. Many different parameters there that I've looked at, and it seems very accessible. I've really not that interested in doing this with a dial-up connection. There's just so many things that can go wrong. Probably you'd have much better luck with a DSL or cable connections that's always on. But that is available, and maybe one of these days I'll try it out. But what I want to concentrate on is mostly the capability of editing and selecting audio. And I found when you do this, it really helps to become familiar with the shortcut keys that Total Recorder has. You can always poke around with your tab key, and you'll always land on buttons for play and record. I'll just do that here.
Combo box, 15 S8 of 14.
I'll go ahead and explain that. You probably remember that from an early review. You can adjust your left, your position in the file in several ways. There's a track bar, which in WindowEyes goes from 0 to 200. So I assume that is in half percent increments for whatever reason. You can also use the step buttons, left and right. And this combo box, you can adjust the step rate, and right now it's set to 15 seconds. It'll go, well, I'll just go through some of them here.
8S7 of 14.
8 seconds.
4S6 of 14. 2S5 of 1S4 of 14. 0.5S3 of 14. 0.2S2 of 14.
0.2.
0.1S1 of 14.
10.1, and it'll go
30S9 of 14.
30 seconds.
1M10 of 14. 2M11 of 14. 4M12 of 14. 8M13 of 14. 15M14 of 14.
And so I'll set it back to 15 here. It's
15S8 of 14.
And so, and that stays until you change it.
Button record.
So you can record.
Button recording source and parameters.
And now you're back to the other one. So once you're on record,
button record,
you can press the space bar.
Space. Button stop.
This is a test. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Space. Button play. Button play.
You notice that when you press the record button, your focus moves to the stop button. That means if you press space while you're recording, it'll automatically stop. Now, if I want to play that file, since the focus has returned to play.
Space. Button. Button. Stop.
This is a test. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Button play.
And now you can play again. And if depending on how you have Total Recorder configured, you can go to the record box button and press it, and I have it set up to append to the last, to the end of the file. But like I say, the secret to using Total Recorder, I think, is learning some of the shortcut keys. Because if you use these keys, you don't have to worry about where your focus is. So, for example, if I want to record,
button stop.
Now I'm appending to the recording, and you can hear that the focus is back on the stop button. And if I want to do a control P, that'll stop it.
Button play, button play.
And now I'll hit the space bar to play, or I can do a control Y to play. I'll do that.
Button stop, button stop.
Now I'm appending to the recording, and you can hear that the focus is back on the stop button. And if I want to do a control P, that'll stop it.
Button play.
I think they've done a pretty good job in selecting the keys for the shortcuts. There are just so many shortcuts, and when I first looked at it, I didn't much care for the key layout. But when you think about it, I'm not sure that they could have really done anything better. I've asked them if they could possibly allow users to map their own keys into this, because I was thinking if someone was used to using SoundForge, or if I'm going to be using it later, it'd be nice to have the same set of keys that you could commands that you could use for either one, but I wouldn't think that would be really high on their list of things to do. So now that we have our little file open here, I'll go into the edit menu.
Equals edit 12,000 on the map and recording control Z. Redo shift Z disabled. Cut control X disabled.
There's nothing in the clipboard, so that's disabled.
Copy control C disabled. Paste control B disabled. NFB equals delete selection, delete disabled.
That's disabled. There's nothing's been selected yet.
I equals insert a file at current position. File log.
You can do that. I have nothing to insert, but that's not disabled. This is something new for the professional edition.
S equals selection, well done.
And that's what we're going to look at now.
Set beginning of selection, shift L.
So that's the way to select the beginning of the selection. You can do that while the file is playing or after it's stopped. It doesn't matter.
Shift beginning of selection left by 0.1s, shift M disabled.
So the idea is you want to set the beginning and end of a selection. It doesn't matter if the selection is a little bit too wide. You normally would set it to more than you want to select, and then you would fiddle with the left moving the beginning and end of the selection to the right or left to make it more precise. So again,
set shift beginning of selection left by 0.1s, shift M disabled.
You can, if you want to move the beginning of the selection to the left, you use shift M. These selection commands are all shift keys rather than control. To the right is shift N. And if you want to work with the end of the selection, you move that to the left by using Shift S and move it to the right using Shift T. This is all done in 0.1 second increments. There's no way to change that regardless of what the step size is.
Shift beginning of selection right by 0.1s, Shift N disabled. Go to beginning of selection L disabled.
Okay, then we have L. We'll go to the beginning of the selection. To set beginning of the selection is Shift L, and R goes to the end of the selection, and to set the end of the selection, use Shift R.
Set end of selection, Shift R. Shift end of selection left by 0.1s, Shift S disabled. Shift end of selection right by 0.1s, Shift T disabled. Go to end of selection, R disabled.
Okay, so I think that's it. In the, I'll get out of the edit menu here.
Menu closed, S equals selection, well done. Set beginning of select, menu closed, S equals select, menu closed, E equals edit, well done, V equals new, well done. S equals show selection checked.
That's something on the view menu. I'm not even sure if the other one had a view menu, but there's something called a selection panel, and this selection panel visually it tells the time, you know, where the selection begins, where it ends. It has quite a few other buttons on it, but it comes checked by default. Even if it's not checked, you can still select audio. And a couple other control keys you may need to know. There's Control L, which shifts left one step position, and Control T, which shifts right. Remember, Control R is used to record. There doesn't seem to be an easy way, at least with shortcut keys, to go to the start or end of a file. You actually have to put focus on the start button or end button to do that. While the selection is playing, you can put focus on the track bar, and well, even if it's not playing, but if it is, you can actually hear it move in, I assume, half percent increments up and down the file. So if you have a large file, you can quickly get to the area that you want, and then you can make the finer adjustments with the Control L and Control T. And the last shortcut key we'll talk about is the Control E, or Play Selection key, which is kind of important because in order to figure out what's selected, you need to be able to hear it. So Control E will do that. So the next thing I'll do is I'll go ahead and demonstrate how to actually work on a little file here. Very silly file. I'll do a Control N for new.
Button Y equals yes. Dialog total recorder close box graphic save changes to untitled. Button copy default. Button Y equals yes. Button N equals no. Button cancel. N.
And for this demonstration, I've unplugged my synthesizer from the line input because it gets very confusing trying to do this and hearing the synthesizer since the synthesizer is part of the recording, or would be. Anyway, I've opened up a new file here, and I'm going to record it.
Space. Button. Stop.
1, 2, 3, 5, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Space. Button. Play.
Okay, I'll go ahead and select the 5. So I'll start to play it again here.
Stop.
1, 2, 3, 5, 4, 6.
Space, play.
Okay, we'll play the selection.
Stop.
Oh, we got a little bit too late, so I'm going to move the beginning of the selection back. Okay, that's correct. Now we're going to move the end of the selection back with S, or Shift S.
S.
5.
Stop.
Maybe one more.
S.
5.
Stop.
Okay, now we're going to cut it to the clipboard with Control X.
Cut to clipboard.
And then we're going to press play again.
Space.
4.
Space.
Okay, we've stopped it after the 4, and now we're going to paste it.
Paste it from clipboard.
Okay, now we're going to listen to the file again.
Space.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Space, disabled, play, but stop.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
space.
6. Okay, we'll move back so we can get rid of the throat clearing silliness. Let me see. 6. 6. Okay, we'll use Shift S to move the right end of the selection back. 6. I think we'll move it forward one-tenth of a second here. Whoops, all right, back
S.
again.
Stop.
Okay, we'll go ahead and delete that. And now we can listen to our file again.
Stop.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Perfect.
Now the only thing we have to do is to delete the beginning of the file and get rid of the synthesizer. So we'll do that. We'll press play and immediately do a Shift L.
Stop.
1, 2.
Space.
Okay, we've stopped it. We'll do a Control E to hear the selection.
Stop.
1. Okay, we'll do a few Shift M's to move the beginning of the selection back to the beginning of the file. It's close, but... And we'll just play the selection again.
Stop.
Okay, we'll move the end of the selection back to the left. And maybe we'll move it back one more. Now we'll go ahead and delete that. And now we can play our file. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Perfect.
That was one other small thing I want to show you in the edit menu. First, I'll go ahead and play the file again, and I'll select maybe when it says 3 and 4, I'll go ahead and select that. So I'll play it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 3, 4. I'll go ahead and move the beginning to the left just a slightly. Three, four. Now go into the edit menu. Stop playing at a bound of selection P. That is currently not checked. I'll go ahead and check it, and then you can see what the difference is when I play the file. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and play the file. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So it started to play after the selection. I'll go ahead and play it again. 1, 2. Okay, it played until it found a selection boundary. Then we'll go ahead and play again. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So that can come in useful. It's sort of interesting. So that pretty well wraps it up for a Total Recorder as far as the audio editing features goes. Again, you can get the program at www.highcriteria, that's highcriteria.com. Click on the Total Recorder link. The registered version is of professional is $36 U.S., or if you're upgrading from 3.0 standard, it's $24. So if you have any questions or have any comments, my email address is n8kl@mindspring.com.